It's clear that understanding terrorism is tough, and some critics have slammed TV shows like Homeland for oversimplifying complex issues. Our next guest, Ramzi Kassem, was one of those critics. Kassem is a law professor at CUNY, the City University of New York, and he runs a nonprofit organization advocating for Muslim American rights. He thought Homeland stereotyped Muslims as terrorists. Now Kassem is taking an editing pen to the show's script as a consultant. One of the season's new characters is even modeled after him, a hard-charging lawyer fighting for Muslim American rights. So I asked Kassem how he got involved.
Alex Ganda, who's the showrunner, the person who created the show, contacted me about a year ago because he had read some of my work, some of my articles online, had read about my work in the CLEAR project at CUNY Law School and in the Immigrant and Non-Citizen Rights Clinic, which is another program where I work on real cases with my students at CUNY Law School. So he'd read about my work. They were thinking about placing the sixth season in New York City. They were thinking about focusing on FBI investigations and terrorism prosecutions in federal court. And so, he wanted to talk to me about that. And my initial reaction was that, that they had the wrong guy, that I really wasn't a fan of the show. And to their credit, they were very open to hearing a very critical perspective from me. And on my end, I felt that I had a social responsibility to try to do what I could to make the show more realistic, to make it less negative in its portrayal of Muslims and more critical in its portrayal of the government's role in counterterrorism, because, unfortunately, for better or worse, the show matters. Decision makers watch the show. People of all stripes get their information about security issues, about Muslims, about the Middle East from the show. It's a hugely influential show. And so I felt that I had a responsibility to do what I could to try to correct the show's portrayal of these issues that I care about, and to try to limit the damage that the show was doing in the real world as a result of those negative portrayals that I felt were unrealistic.
So let's hear a little excerpt from the current season, season six. In this scene, Claire Danes' character and the character modeled after you, you meet with a young Muslim American man who's suspected of terrorism. Let's hear this.
We took a look at your website, Sekou, and you've been openly critical of America and supportive of its sworn enemies.
I know what protected speech is. I can say what I want. I am not a violent person.
They'll try to make the case that what you're doing is inciting others to violence.
But that's not true.
So, Ramzi Kassem, how true to life is that scene? How many times have you been in a room with someone suspected of plotting a terrorist act or being suspected of terrorist beliefs here in the U.S.?
I mean, unfortunately, I've been in many similar situations with people who either were suspected or were never formally charged at all. If you take the example of my clients at Guantanamo that I've been representing since 2005, of course it's a show, so they're going to have to dramatize it. And so it will depart from reality in that way. But as far as mainstream cultural production goes, as far as sort of a quote-unquote Hollywood show goes, like Homeland, it's probably the closest thing to a realistic critical portrayal of the government's conduct and its counterterrorism operations and of what it's like to be on the receiving end of these policies and practices, of what it's like to meet with a client, a young client who's, who's imprisoned under these circumstances, and what it's like to be that person whose family is being torn apart by an investigation of that nature. The sort of thing that you see in this season, the case that's sort of at the heart of the season, it isn't too far away from cases that we've seen in real life. So I think that may have been one of the showmaker's inspirations. I mean, I wasn't a writer on the show. I didn't make those decisions. I just answered questions and referred them to resources to give them a more realistic perspective on how these cases happen, how they're built, and most importantly, why they're problematic. The final decisions obviously were theirs, including the decision to create a character that was loosely inspired by the work that we do at CUNY Law School in our clinics, which was flattering. But, there's a lot of great work that many people do all over the country on these issues.
So what are some of the things you've really pushed back on in the scripts this season? Like, have you killed any ideas based on your arguments?
Yeah, I don't really want to get into the sausage factory details, but to honor my understanding with the showmakers. But what I can say is that we had full and frank discussions about basically everything that they put before me. I reviewed the scripts for the 12 episodes, and I would give them very blunt feedback. I don't intend to make a career out of you know, advising screenwriters in Hollywood. And so I think I can afford to be honest and blunt in ways that perhaps others can't. And, you know, I'm not saying we always agreed, but I think to their credit, they were always receptive to what I think was very, you know, blunt criticism of their work. And these are all professionals who work very hard and want to get it right. But to their credit, they were receptive. And I think I saw a lot of the fruits of our conversations reflected in the ultimate product and the episodes. And I hope that as a result, you know, the show is more watchable to more people.
Lawyer Ramzi Kassem, who was a consultant for season 6 of Homeland, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.